Today, we have a Christmas potluck service and communion service together. So we are seeing Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 to 23. So to online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, what is Christmas? And what would be your life without the birth of Jesus? Question two, what do you think of the long history question of whether or not we can lose our salvation? Last question, how is Emmanuel to us? Christmas simply meaning the birthday of Jesus. So Jesus is a name. It means the Lord is salvation. So actually Jesus itself, his name, means the Lord is salvation. But Christ and the Lord and Savior, some kind of functional title. First of all, Christ is a Greek word, English sounds, Christ. Also Hebrew word, English sound, Messiah. Then meaning anointed one. So Jesus Christ anointed by God. So then the Lord means master. So our life, master is the Lord, which we are obeying to Jesus Christ. Then the Savior title, the deliverer from death. So that means the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So whoever believes Jesus as the Lord Christ and Savior are saved. But how about is Jesus' life, Jesus' ministry on the earth? Jesus' ministry, basic three major ministries. Number one, preaching to non-Christian, non-believer. Then teaching. So basically his disciples, he taught his word to them. So then last one, healing. So Jesus healed the people. So exactly like that, as we are Christians or ministers, we are doing preaching to non-Christian, we invite them to Jesus Christ anytime. Also, we are teaching his word to born-again Christian to be mature, to be just like Jesus Christ's image. Last one, healing. Healing meaning basically we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ to heal somebody. That's why it's healing. Our job is praying. So basically, preaching, teaching, praying, that's a major job. So we can see the book of Acts, the early church apostles focused on three major things, preaching, teaching, and praying. So that is a major thing we should learn. Then Jesus was dead on the cross with bloodshed. Why? For us. Because for our sin. Our sin originally coming from Adam. So that one required the bloodshed. So Jesus himself is a sinless person, perfect sacrifice, only one time, once. So Jesus cleanses our sin completely with bloodshed. Then Jesus got resurrection. So after that 3 days, 3 nights, he got resurrection. Resurrection actually meaning Jesus got victory over death power over Satan. Because death is the result of sin. Then the question, Christians, what do Christians mean? Christians meaning all believers of him. All believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in the question, when I was asked sometimes about whether or not we can lose salvation, as I had asked in a seminary, now I don't want to answer this tedious question between Calvinism and Arminianism through long church history. Here, salvation means positional salvation, not progressive salvation, which is sanctification, or ultimate salvation, which is glorification. But their argument in history had caused the loss of agape love between two human doves by killing each other. Christians without love would be in vain. Human thoughts, some say, lose or secure, not lose, are irrelevant to all scripture given by inspiration of God. The Holy Spirit who dwells in us teaches us all things in John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, bring to you your remembrance, all things that I said to you, Jesus said to you. Through his instrument, some evangelists or some pastors and teachers. The Bible says in the 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified, or indeed you are unsaved? That is the answer about the present state of indwelling Christ for salvation, not for losing salvation. The answer is between you and God, not between you and anybody. How many birthers do we need in the Bible? Bible tells us only two birthers, not more than two births. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus said to him, most assuredly I say to you, Nicodemus, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Through repentance of the original sin and spiritual rebirth, after the physical birth from every mother's womb in its context and syntax. The Bible also says salvation through faith alone. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of your works, lest anyone should boast. It is a bottom line that the Savior is only the Lord, not any human beings. But faith is unseen by anybody because of the evidence of things not seen. Is a faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Therefore, in God's sight, born-again Christians cannot lose the salvation because God is omniscient, knows the faith in heart, even in the future. But in human sight, we can say the born-again Christians might lose the salvation because we cannot see the face, but can tell the present face through the present sin works, not the future. So if we are mature Christians, we shouldn't allege such a tedious position to weaken agape love, but should be an example. In the 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3, nor as being lords or allegiance position master of those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. Then we can see our faith through our works, not our assertion. In James chapter 2, verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So we should be a good testimony of Christ through our works, proving our faith. Therefore, do not allege on either position salvation security, not lose, because anyway we are saved. We don't care about our daily relationship with God. Do not play games with God. Number two, lose salvation position. Because we just hold on very minimal positional salvation state. We don't care about daily relationship with God. Do not play games with God either. Therefore, keep our daily relationship with God. Get very serious about the things of God, the things of the Spirit, and then overflow agape love to neighbors. Because of no agape love, we would be nothing. For example, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 6, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good words of God and the powers of the age to come. Two times taste come out. Taste the heavenly gift, taste the good words, and the power of the age to come. If they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Arminianist says that those lost the salvation, while Calvinist says that those were not saved from beginning because the taste is not enough for digestion. Calvary Chapel pastors, in fact, choose either position or silence not to hurt agape love. For example, Chuck Smith, the likely salvation security, Brian Burleson, salvation might have lost. The dean of school ministry, Carl Westland, he wants to keep silence. So either way, most important, agape love. Then we are seeing memorial service, so communion service. The 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 25, for I received from the Lord, disciple said, which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Basically, communion service in remembrance of Jesus' crucifixion. That's the main thing. So when you receive the cup, we should remember of Jesus' blood shed for us, our sins. Then you receive the bread, you think of Jesus' broken body. We are a part of Jesus' body, one unity on the earth, all Christians, regardless of lost the salvation or salvation security. So all Christians, one unit. The agape love is supreme over any difference over theologies or Christians. Okay, now it's brother Christian, can you serve?